Welcome to the InfoBoxes panel. How many people here know what an InfoBox is in our community? Good, but even if you don't, the 30-second introduction is InfoBoxes are what you normally see when you look at an article in Wikipedia in the upper right-hand corner, and it tries to give you most of the facts about a topic. You're starting to see InfoBoxes more than in just Wikipedia articles. If you saw one of our presenters here, Mike Peel, got an award yesterday for his work on InfoBoxes and Commons, and he'll talk about that. We're also going to have other folks talk about their experiences in implementing InfoBoxes that are driven by Wikidata. So even without Wikidata as part of the equation, there have been some pretty famous, I don't want to say battles, but let's say disputes and conflicts between Wikipedia editors about the appropriateness of InfoBoxes and their role in different projects. So we've been having a session like this for the last few years talking about what the interaction should be between our communities and Wikidata and Wikipedia and Commons and other places. So hopefully this will give you a pretty good set of views on where things are right now and where they're going from Wikipedia editions that are heavily using InfoBoxes and ones that are a little bit more reluctant to do that. So we have our presenters today, Harmonia, TPT, Amador, and Mike Peel. So we're going to start with Harmonia, is that right? Or
yes,
TPT and Harmonia. Okay, very good. Thank you. And they'll introduce themselves and talk about their InfoBox story.
Hi, everyone. So I am Harmonia Amanda. I don't have my name tag exactly. I think we have very different expectations and goals, whether we have really small communities, biggest community, or the really, really big communities, like Commons and everything. What TPT and I are working on are automated Wikidata info boxes for really, really small Wikipedias. So Wikipedias without anyone knowing Lua in their community, or really or not having a regular workshop or nobody meeting up in real life, like the really, really small communities. And TPT, we start with the technical side of things.
Yes, so what we wanted to have is a template without, let's say, for very small wikis, so without having to do any work saying, say, hey, we want to have an info box about person where we should display the birth date and the birth date, it's P something on Wikidata and so on. So really something that is fully automated and just works. You just have to copy the a Lua module on your wiki and then the template calling the Lua module, and then it should just work without any configuration. And so it's what we did. So it's basically a single Lua module with something like 200 lines of Lua. And the only configuration we have in this is just a list of properties we don't want to display. So mostly the properties that are internal to Wikimedia project. And then it creates an info box from this based on the Wikidata content. So it's already deployed on 13 Wikipedias right now. And we call it DataBox. So here is an example of InfoBox in one very small Wikipedia. Sorry, I don't remember the language.
Hausa. It's in Hausa.
Thank you. And so here is some examples. So you see, basically, the idea is InfoBox is you display the label of the Wikidata item, and then you have, if there is an image on Wikidata, you display it. Then you have a subtitle with Wikidata type. And then you have the list of properties sorted just like Wikidata. And at the end, is there geo-coordinates, you have a map, and that's it. So it's very simple, and it works for any kind of entity. So it's just not for person, place, or stuff. You don't have to configure it. It just works. So it's not the nicest InfoBox, but it's very simple, and you see it in four different languages. It works quite, I believe it works quite well, but there is still a lot of work for languages, actually. It's to translate the labels, and Harmonia is going to talk about it.
The problem with the InfoBoxes in general, it's what the Indian community talked yesterday in their talk. So if you want that specific thing, you should hit the stream for that presentation they did yesterday about how to fill the knowledge gap in Wikidata. And the problem is not the technical part of thing, is that if you don't have any labels in your language, we will follow the MediaWiki fallback languages. And at some point, we will end up in English. So the problem with these really small communities is actually how to create a dynamic to translate things so we can use data from Wikidata. And that's in how to create your own community rules. So on the 13 Wikipedia, we have very different use rules. So we have Wikipedia who makes the choice to only have the info boxes in drafts. So you have the data, you can write the article, but you don't see it on the main space. You have Wikipedia who makes the choice, hey, if 2/3 of the info box is in my language, then I want it on the main space, and so I know what I need to translate. And there are Wikipedia who chose only info boxes entirely in their languages. So the idea is to start with label attents, so you can use, you can see the other next slide. You can see on the side, we made the Sparkle query for the Hausa Wikipedia for the most used property on Wikidata, which don't have a label in Hausa. And you can see that the first property is language use, which is not that much used on Wikidata, because they translated everything else. And that was not that much an amount of work. So you can start small, build a community, start using data on Wikidata. And if you have a bigger community, you want info boxes who are doing coolest thing than that, and that's the Catalan project.
No?
So
that's yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, I apologize for my English. If you are expert in rare languages, this is your opportunity. Well, I will talk about two things. There are info boxes, but are several info boxes and are richest, and you can play with them. And I prepare an address that you can see in the presentation in order to play. I show some, but not extended in the look and feel, but in the process. We started 3 years ago. We implemented Wikidata in Wikidata inside the info boxes. Our objectives were this: take advantage of Wikidata in that moment was emerging. Use this excuse as harmonize the skins of the layouts. Reduce the obsolescence of the information because everything was manual parameters, and avoid particular solutions because there are made a small template is easier, and everybody has its own template for its own article, and we have thousands of articles thousands of info boxes with just 10, 20 articles. The problems were this: the people doesn't trust in Wikidata, doesn't want to change, and they want to maintain typical or local information that is not in Wikidata. Now 3 years after, the solutions that we applied and the state of the art that we have is we say, okay, we will keep the manual parameters if you wish. But as Wikidata get the information, I will erase the manual parameters because you don't need, okay? Nowadays, 82% of all Wikipedia articles has a Wikidata info box. And 60% of the articles has just the call to the template without any other manual parameters. We agree 90% of the all the articles has the harmonizes and similar skill and look and feel. When the passage of the time, we change the priority. We say manual is before the Wikidata. But in some moment, we say this manual probably is obsolete, so we change the priorities. This is a question about there is a discussion. I believe that it's important to have too many info boxes or just one info box. We believe that it's important to have one info box for each grid concept, a person, a building, or something like this, but not one for each kind or one for all kind of solutions. This is our figures. The important thing of this list is with four info boxes, we cover 50% of our articles. With four info boxes, we cover 20% more. And with all, we cover 80%. Look at the long tail that we can, we have no solution because they are very, very specific, is 83 info boxes only for cover 9%. So the most if you bet for these options, you have a great cover. The look and feel of the info boxes is like this. You have here an address to arrive, and these info boxes are multilingual and respond to you can explain the can tell them the parameter the language in two ways. One is in the preferences of the Wikipedia, or if you don't want follow the preferences and will force another language, you can call the template with a parameter lang equal and the language you wish. All the translations are made via Wikidata labels. So when, let me show one example of If some label doesn't exist in your language, in Wikidata, it appears. Not is the case. Sorry, it appears here a pencil, and you push the pencil and goes to Wikidata in order to enter the label, and then it's running. Yes, 10 seconds. What is our current goals? We have our solution implemented in our Wikipedia. The community is quiet, is happy, and no one think again in the old solutions. So, as the Wikidata team told me two hackathons before. It's nice, but he talks in Catalan. So I translate, I change it to be multilingual. And now this solution is near to be a plug and play in any other Wikipedia. Until now, some other languages copied our wiki module and info boxes, but as nowhere multilingual, they need to translate. And then they have their own copy and lose the synchronizing with our evolution. But now this is not necessary. Or don't, if you make this kind of migration and don't touch, or every break we did, every update we done will be you are making. Okay. And Mr. Mike Bill.
Okay, so I've just got a couple of slides, one on Commons, one on English Wikipedia. So the first is on Commons. So this is a single info box. It's actually two info boxes. It's slightly separate in the way it's coded for people and for everything else, but it generally works for every single topic. It's deployed on Commons where it's a very different community from most Wikipedias that it needs to be multilingual out of the box. So you need to be able to change the language of your interface and everything changes in the info box, which Wikidata lets you do. So before this, before Wikidata, Commons did not really have info boxes in categories. Now it can. It's currently deployed in about 2.5 million, not quite 2.5 million, but hopefully in a few weeks' time we'll get there. That's out of about 7 million Commons categories, so we're less than halfway to go, actually. So please keep adding it if you spot a category without it. It tries to add everything it can, which is useful, but try to do it in as compact form as possible, because you don't want to take up space, because the main thing of Commons is all the media files, so you want to highlight those, and then this info box gives you additional context on the topic down the side. So it shows the image, it shows the main properties, a map of where it is. Importantly, it links to tools which you might find useful at the bottom, so things like WikiShootMe to find nearby pictures, and other things like that. It's something that can work on other wikis. It's not very portable. It relies on about half a dozen different templates and Lua codes at the moment. I'm hoping to compact that so it is more portable, so you can use it elsewhere if you want. It's now set up so that the main template is actually a configuration template. So you can say, we want the width of this to be 200 pixels or 300 pixels. You can define that in here. You can say, we want a map, we want this coordinate system. So it's got some flexibility to cope with different cases. It is actually installed on the English Wikipedia, and you can sort of use it there, but someone will come along within a few hours and change it to a different template. So you can see how it looks on English Wikipedia, at least. It is also on a few other ones. English Wikipedia is a difficult one. So it has a lot of existing content. The advantage of Commons is there wasn't that much content in the categories to start with, so you could go in and add a lot more very easily. English Wikipedia already has that. So if you are using an info box from Wikidata, you're normally replacing existing content, and editors don't like that. There seems to be a feeling that in the English Wikipedia, it can act as a check against Wikidata, so that if you keep things independent, then you can cross-check and catch vandalism, which sort of works as long as you don't mind all the extra burden of having to handle two lots of the same data, one in a structured form, which is lovely, and one in an unstructured form, which is a pain. There's also a lot more different templates. So there's about 100 templates, the infobox templates that use Wikidata at the moment. That's out of thousands on English Wikipedia. Converting all of those will take a long time. There's about 2,000 infoboxes that are entirely drawn from Wikidata, which is a small fraction of the number of articles there, but it's been a long way to get there. And there's a lot more demanding on it, getting exactly the right formatting, so you can't have anything which doesn't look quite right or show queue numbers and things like that. You've got to have local overrides, you've got to make sure you're only showing reference information. All of that is built into the code which underlays these info boxes, which is Wikidata IB, which is what Doug Taylor's been working on with UserXS. And you can use that. It's very modular, so each bit of the info box is constructed separately, so you don't even need to know Lua to create these info boxes. I don't really know Lua at all, so you can just use the existing templates structure to do that, which makes it quite nice to deploy and to fiddle around with. Yeah, that's basically all I've got. So most of the session hopefully will be questions from you, and hopefully we can give you some answers. Thanks for listening.
Make sure we have both microphones working here. You want to test that? Make sure it works. Does that microphone work back there? Second one?
Does it work? Testing?
Yes, yep. Great. All right, great. Well, we'd love to hear some questions, and also if you have experiences with information boxes in other communities, we'd love to hear that. So,
go. Yeah, my wiki is a small wiki, and we have 20 to 25 editors. Do I need to know Lua to implement Wikidata template?
To whom? To
all of people. Anybody can answer. Yeah. That's okay.
That's actually why we made three presentations in one, in that if nobody in your community can do any Lua work at all, then the solution is the one TPT and I made. But this one is you can't easily make your own preferences. So we deal with all the technical parts, but there is drawback to that. If you have someone locally who can say, hey, this looks good, but we have actually this kind of problem in all language. Like, for example, we had problems with gender language, which are not shown female labels, which is actually a not a complicated thing to find in Lua, but you need to know the Lua code to find that. So someone who doesn't know your language won't think of that if they are coming from a language which doesn't have this problem. So you see, if you have someone who knows Lua, you can make more personalization to have something which look better on your Wikipedia, which is what the Catalan Wikipedia is doing. They have skin layouts which are really integrated with the rest of the layouts of Wikipedia, which you can't do when you don't know any Lua at all. But you have different kind of solution depending on what your community is right now.
Can I copy the code which is already there in Catalan Wikipedia to my Wikipedia, yeah, the code, to make a new template or something like that?
Actually, our solution has two levels. The model Wikidata, that is responsible to handle the access to the Wikidata and recovery, values, multi-values, qualifiers, and so on. And the level presentation, the presentation level that is made by Wiki templates in Wikicode. Okay? So our module now is running in 7 or 8 Wikipedia's difference, that they have their own solutions calling this module, but the presentation is their own. Okay? If you have some solution like this, you can get our module. However, if you don't have a good solution in the template, in the presentation, you can take both our module and our templates, okay? Because if you get and change the language and change your language, it runs immediately, okay?
So to be clear, your solution is Lua based. You kind of have to take it all. You handle all the technical parts, but since you have it split in two layers, you can still tweak it at the wiki code level to customize it. Yeah. Does that make sense?
We split in two because the number of editors able to modify Lua is decreasing.
Right.
And we concentrated in a Lua module everything that is considered a black box. And the changes that people ask is related with the presentation. I don't like this color. I want this upper and this other down. All these kind of things is made in templates. So I modify the templates, but there are several editors that can modify the templates, right, too.
Great. And then, Mike, how does your
yeah, that I'm sorry. That's the part. I think most of the people who are at the Wikidatacon are actually coming from communities which know Wikicode. We made data box for all, especially for African languages, but I think it should be on many minority languages, but we made that for the Atikamek Wikipedia, for the Hausa Wikipedia. We have actually, on the Hausa Wikipedia, Hausa is actually the language spoken by millions of people, but Wikipedia have less than 4,000 articles. And they don't have people knowing even Wikicode, because they are editing by phone and things. So it's like Wikidata, Scribe, the project we presented on the first day and everything. So the really, really small communities have actually really different expectation from communities who are actually really Wikipedian already and who have their own templates and their own personalization. And they want the code, but they don't know any code at all.
Right. So that's great. Mike?
The ones on Commons and English Wikipedia tend to be built up using Wikidata IB, so that does the individual parameters that you fetch, and that's all in Lua, but then you calling that from the Wikitext. So I don't know Lua, so all those info boxes you saw are constructed in Wikitext, and that's possible. The good thing with all these different combinations is you can pick which one you like the best and just use that, or use multiple ones on the same
right.
wiki,
right.
or, yeah. And it's all drawing information from the same place. That's the important thing, so we all share the same data set.
Right.
In function of the skill of your editors, if you have a lot of people that knows Lua or Wikicode, doesn't matter. But if you have a low people able to do that, you must choose the better solution for you.
I mean, it's amazing how far we've come in the last 2 years that we actually have choice of really good solutions. That's great.
Hi, thank you. I'm Danny, I'm from the Wikimedia Foundation. I think that there are actually some problems that need to get solved in regards to the distrust that Wikipedians have that are on the Wikidata side and not on the Wikipedia side, so it's not just about resistance to change. I will tell you a story. I was talking to Lydia at Wikimania about this and sort of walked through a little scenario. Because we were in Stockholm, we tried, like the example that we used was the population of Stockholm. So let's say I'm from English Wikipedia, and I say that it's X million, and then I come back later and I see that that has been changed to Y million because it's that was done by somebody like on another Wikipedia in another language. How do I know like where that comes from and who did it and what the source was? So I clicked through to get to the Wikidata item and then looked at that property, and it actually turned out that somebody had very recently, this was a coincidence, but somebody very recently had changed the population of Stockholm, and the source that they used led to a 404 error. So, you know, in other words, like, I can't, and that person spoke German, and so it would be difficult for me to talk to that person and ask them, like, what kind of source was that? Why did that change? Is that actually an update, or is it just a mistake? So, like, I said, like, I know this is a coincidence that, like, I just happened to pick this example, but, like, 100% of the things I tried have this problem. And that's a really difficult thing to figure out. And there's other problems with references on Wikidata as well. There's tainted references, like Lydia spoke about earlier, but there's also circular references, where I believe a lot of the initial import came from Wikipedias, and so the source just says Italian Wikipedia. And that's a thing, though. Like, I know that everybody knows, but, like, that's an actual real thing. Like, we can't have it on the big Wikipedias, that the info box for every page doesn't have sources anymore. It's just, like, from Italian, like, Italian Wikipedia is sourcing itself.
Can I answer some of that?
Yes, please do. Yeah.
So looking at the English Wikipedia info boxes, they aren't referenced. That's kind of a problem. So you need to look into the
You mean article. Traditional info boxes?
Traditional info boxes, not the Wikidata ones. Forget the Wikidata ones here. If you want to find out where the information is in the info box, you need to look through the whole of the article and find it and pull it out, and that's difficult. Wikidata does support references. We need to use those more. And in particular, when you're importing onto English Wikipedia, you only import referenced information. And that's excluding these sources stated in English Wikipedia. That's ignored. So it's only if it's a good reference and it's used. So there's some ways of doing that, but Wikidata does have a long way to go before everything is referenced.
And I think there is a bias here on the English Wikipedia, in that it's the biggest Wikipedia, which is with more information. But we actually run with the same problem on the French Wikipedia when we started with automated info boxes, and people start following when there is discrepancies between Wikidata and Wikipedia, which one is right. And it was 19% Wikidata. So Wikidata was way better than Wikipedia, and we spotted wrong information, obsolete information, and everything that nobody on Wikipedia had spotted for years. So I think the numbers are less for the English Wikipedia than for other Wikipedia, but the French Wikipedia is not a small one, but Wikidata was way better. So I think it's not 90% for the English Wikipedia, but I think when there is discrepancies, and we have tools to do that, like, hey, this manual value is conflicting with the value from Wikidata, or these when there is semantic templates on the code, like for tables of population, which you have in tables, which are sometimes, depending on the article, with semantic marker. You can use this semantic marker and say the value from the info box is not. So we have technical means to track some of that and to put where is the error coming from. We did that work on the French Wikipedia, and Wikidata statistically is right. But on the English Wikipedia, I think it's a little less. But I think it's actually a good thing to have a way to spot that there is a discrepancy and a reference problem. And yeah, Mike Peel said that on most of the biggest Wikipedia, we only use reference statement, and the import form stated in Italian Wikipedia are not considered as references.
It's kind of a relic of the initial import that we did, but you're right, it's not acceptable as a reference statement, and most people are trying to get rid of those.
That's a problem that needs a strategy on Wikidata. Like, how are we going to clean that up and get those references?
I agree, but this is out of this presentation, no? Yeah. What's your proposal? What do you propose? Clean Wikidata? Close Wikidata?
I don't know. I just wanted to point out that the distrust by people on some of the big wikis is actually based on real concerns about references.
The references problem starts in 2013 because the references on Wikidata was new and we couldn't deal with complicated references at the time, like technically on the Wikidata side. So we had like very bare references. And I think some Wikipedians are still stuck on that, but Wikidata is in 2019 now, and we have good references on many things.
We're going to go to the next question, but just to make sure people know, I think a lot of people in English Wikipedia and other large languages that are resistant to some of this, they make the argument that an error in Wikidata is magnified by these info boxes, but the number of fact checkers is also magnified, right? So you kind of see this both ways. Like if you have one place to fact check and reference, you solve the problem for hundreds of editions at the same time, right? So.
Okay, so with the previous topic about how to implement it, in the Basque Wikipedia, we adopted the Catalan system. And as I made it from scratch, when you do something incrementally, as the Catalans did, it's a lot of work, but as I did it from scratch, I noticed how long it took for me to do that. So if you go to Wikidata, you have the acronym of what the fuck, S, 1 hour Wikidata template system, or fully automated system, and it's actually is 1 hour installing everything you need for a template to work. Or biography, or city, or one of them. So implementing the 5-6 most used templates will take you like 10 hours of work. I mean, it's like something you can handle easily in 1 week of volunteering, and you have it done. So I mean, sometimes it's like, but we need a lot of templates, we need a lot of things. It's quite straightforward if you are not a Wikipedia with only 10 articles and no templates, because then you need the coordinates, the model of coordinates, and these kind of things. But if you have some development, it will take like 1 hour, 2 hours work to do that. It's quite easy. And I think the others will be also like 1 hour, 2 hours. It's not, maybe yours is 30 minutes. I mean,
that's 2 minutes.
That's it. It's quite easy.
Yeah. But. Yeah, what I said with Databox is that the problem with Databox is not installing it. It's translating and adding data to Wikidata to have your property in AUSA. That's the work. That's not making the infobox. It's making the labellatons and the translation and everything. That's the work. So it's a very different kind of problem than the English Wikipedia, who most of the time have the labels or are translated easily.
Thank you. I wanted to make you aware of something that's going to be beneficial to this, that is not directly related to info boxes, but is a proposal that I and Amir and a couple of other people have been working on for quite some time now around the central repository for templates and modules. Sure. So at the moment, if you have a module that you've written in, for example, the English Wikipedia, and you want to use it on the Catalan Wikipedia or some minority language Wikipedia somewhere else, you have to copy across the code. And then when the code is improved on the English Wikipedia, the improvement typically doesn't get copied across, or it gets copied across some time later. So the idea is to have a central repository where Lua modules can be held and used by every wiki in the same way that you hold an image on Commons or a piece of data on Wikidata. So there is a very long draft proposal in MediaWiki, and I will put the address of that on the Etherpad when I hand the microphone back and can get a web connection. We would like your comments and questions on that proposal. It is going to take a very long time before this can be implemented, because it will be quite a considerable change to the way that the underlying MediaWiki software works. But when it comes in, it will make these reuse of code by minor Wikipedias much more easy.
Great, thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Yes, so actually the link is here for the global template proposal. I just did not have time to talk about it, but yes, I think it would be tremendously useful. So if you could talk to foundation Wikimedia Foundation people, say, hey, you really need to make this proposal happen, and develop it. Yes, it's a link to the proposal. Yes.
No, it's not the same.
Not the same?
Maybe it's similar.
This is off topic, so let's not spend too much time.
Yes.
This will be incredibly useful, but...
Take a look at the Etherpad. Andy will leave a note there.
To answer you, maybe you talk about a project called Multilingual Templates and Model. That is a project, an initiative to make a repository that you can subscribe to there, and any time the owner or the creator of this model or this template update, all the subscribers receive their own copy if they don't change it, the previous one. So I don't know if finally will be this solution or another, but this initiative or this idea, I think that all of us agree.
I believe that Andy was talking about a mere proposal, so it's this one that is really having just like Wikidata, but for templates.
And for code, for Lua code.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you have things like the Lua code to verify that the check digitalized.
Yes.
Did you need? No.
No, wait.
You had a question here.
First of all, I wanted to thank you all for your great projects and all of the work you're doing, and also the great idea of the central repository is a good thing. I'm from the German Wikipedia, and we have a thing there with where we're trying to modify most of the info boxes to actually support data from Wikidata, and we ran into a problem, a more of a cultural problem actually, where we are importing data from Wikidata per default, if nothing is entered into the info box at the key value pair where it should be. So if you leave the position empty, for example, the coordinates of something, then the data comes from Wikidata, and if you put something in, it's a local override. And we run into a problem that sometimes people actually want nothing in there. They don't want to change the data in Wikidata, but they don't want the data from Wikidata, and they just want to override it so it says nothing. And we seem to have no real solution for a use case scenario like that. We thought about using like magic words to suppress the actual information from Wikidata, but I don't know if you have similar problems in your projects and how you tackle them.
Yeah, so we had exactly the same problem on French Wikipedia, and what infoboxes are currently doing is that if you put hyphen, you just remove the Wikidata value. It's kind of a hack, but it works.
Interesting.
In the one I use, you use a suppressed fields parameter, and you pass the name of a field you don't want to show, and it just hides it.
There are
ways of doing this. It is something that happens on English Wikipedia as well. Things like religion, people don't want to show that in articles, so you can just turn it off.
Really cool. So.
So, as we were saying, you have multiple solutions depending on multiple problems, and you can, on the French Wikipedia, we have some fields which are hidden in the info box itself, like if the info box can be used for several kind of things, we are saying, well, if it's this specific thing, then this field shouldn't show, but it should show if it's this other thing, or manually in this article specifically, I don't want this field. So, technical solution exists, and we can probably implement that on the German Wikipedia, no problem.
Really great. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
To answer you, we can in our templates you can hide any parameter, but in each use, article by article. Now we are preparing a new release. If this release is used in another Wikipedias, in order to be able to make some kind of a customization. For instance, what is the color of the headers? Well, you have a color code, but maybe you want another. You don't need to change the code for do that. Or what units that do you want the results of the measurements? I use centimeters and meters, but maybe you want foot and so all these kind of things. We want to make a list of logical things that another Wikipedia want to customize, and this defined as a parameters that you can change, and not changing the version of the info box, because if you change the info box, you lose the connection with the synchronization.
By the way, don't tell too many people, but Wikidata InfoBox is on the German Wikipedia.
There is a working mechanism that, okay, we have a central repository of InfoBoxes. It's a great idea, but it's a working thing. If we have a central repository of documentation of these InfoBoxes in Meta or MediaWiki or in a central place, so everybody can benefit. So if I can put that page into my watch list, if something changes, I will get a notification, so I can update my template. That is easy. There is no need of a proposal for that thing. We can create a central repository of documentation.
I don't think there's much documentation at the moment, so yeah, that's important to do.
Actually, the help page for Databox are way longer than the code itself, because it's for a very small community with no technical background. But I think we have a tragic lack of documentation in templates in general. Really a tragic lack. And I do think that Wikidata InfoBoxes are not the worst, not by a lot, because we are working on so many common Lua modules. We are always using the same Lua brick, so some of this documentation actually probably exists in at least the French Wikipedia, but we have translation problem. So a central repository would be great, but we will run translation problem.
Dare I just throw out here in the room that we probably should have Wikidata items for all of these info boxes, and then we can have the documentation on Wikidata where you have multilingual translations that are a lot easier to do that.
Yeah, we actually have the templates for translation of the documentation of Databox, but people are not translating. So yeah, you could translate easily. You can help me translate that in your languages so people can use, but yeah, I can't translate that in Hausa. I don't speak Hausa.
In any case, when we talk about documentation of the template, we are thinking in a large documentation that explains each parameter and each value that you can put, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Our experience is 60% of all of articles has just info tabla person, info tabla building, info tabla no parameters. So the unique documentation that you need, and we don't have very well, I confess, is that what's the model of that of data that you have to fill in Wikidata, not how the template runs, because you are not needed anymore.
So we have stories. Oh, sorry, just really quick. We have stories of Catalan and Basque, who are like 80% info boxes from Wikidata, which is incredible. English at the other end of the spectrum. Other languages. I'd love to hear from other folks after we hear from Jane about your experiences. French is somewhere maybe in between.
Yeah. Okay, the wonderful Sandra Foucaultier, who's not in the room, I don't think, did this amazing page on Wikidata for the visual arts, where she actually put in all of the things that are actually considered artworks. So you could have a page on Wikidata that is your info box with all of the fields.
Yeah.
And then the fields can, you know, those are actual things
with
in Wikidata.
Model,
so that's when I talk about multilingual translation that is kind of automatically done for you. You can just put it in a huge table.
Yeah. that's actually the same problem we have on other projects we talk about at the Wikidatacon. I think it's a running thing, like wiki project or thing are making data modeling, saying, hey, this is how we should do that on Wikidata. And we have a outreach problem in that Wikidatians which are not working on this specific subject don't know how the data is modeled, and Wikipedians know that even less, and everything else. So most of it already exists in some form, but people who need it don't know they need it, so they don't search for the help pages which exists. So yeah, it's not only a wiki an infoboxes problem, it's a more generic problem. We ran out in several sessions today and yesterday.
Any other reports and folks, or Shani?
Well, not report, but kind of a question to the people in the room. A show of hands, if we can, for a second. How many think that a central repository of infoboxes is needed? Okay, let's do the opposite. Are there any people who oppose? Okay, so Andy, this is for you. Why did you say it's gonna take a long time to?
It's gonna take a long time because the people working on infoboxes want it, and the people using the infoboxes don't want it.
Okay, yeah, so on a technical level, making, so if you want to do it properly, so having one wiki where you put infobox code and then you having some other wikis taking the code and doing the proper rendering, it's kind of hard on the technical level. So it's going to, so it's basically like implementing Wikidata, just like, for example, getting Wikidata content into Wikipedias was hard on the technical level. It's going to be kind of kind of the same, and so it's something that a volunteer, for example, couldn't do at all. So it's why it takes a long time. It's definitely a WMF thing, yes.
Yeah. If you can help with that. But it's basically, it's like it's software release engineering, basically, if you think about it, right? Yeah. So it gets pretty complex.
I understand and I agree with you that it's not easy. It's not easy. Maybe it's a dream. Has a repository, central repository, etc., etc. However, when I tried to do a installation pack, the problems that I found is not only the translation problem that the language is different, but even that the modus operandi is different. For instance, the convert module exists from several years. All of us copied from the English version, but after that, we have to change it in order to adapt to our measurements. So these kind of things, or the module of the elements to put in the repository, is prepared to do that, or the repository is not the solution. It's not only a question of translate the language, but also that the running way must be different for each of one necessities of each user feature. If you don't take care of all of them, the model will not universal. And this is the difficulty. Not the question of have a repository with automatic replication. No, this is technical solution. Okay.
Actually, on the French Wikipedia, one of the biggest and longest war edits before Wikidata was a project was that we had three different infoboxes for cities. And there were infoboxes with data about cities, totally manually, so no Wikidata question here. And we are war edits about these templates for years. It was a very big thing because people were like, no, I prefer information this way, or I prefer information this way. And with a big repository, we are multiplying that for every template across every wiki and for community who have habits for years and years and years. So we have technical problem to do that, and we will fight with a very, very big push against it by people who are not creating the infoboxes or using the infoboxes, but will just be really unhappy that their specific field they are used to have at the top of the info box will get in the middle. That's what we will fight against. Because everyone wants a repository, but everyone wants a repository of their template as they want them.
Yeah, just...
Thank you. I think that's a valid point, but the idea is to provide a repository of modules, and then people can put their own front end on them if they want to in a local template. If they don't want to, there should be a shared template which they can use out of the box, as it were. But it's certainly meant to be configurable, and that is taken account into the proposal that Amir's drafted, if you read that. And indeed, if you read the discussion page, that issue has already been addressed.
Take the mic.
Sorry, just a note that on Hebrew Wikipedia, for example, the templates that we, the info boxes that we use, they are automatic and come from Wikidata, but there's always an option for the community to edit that template and adjust it to our specific needs. So.
No, the repository problem is not about taking information about Wikidata. It's like on the French Wikipedia for days, we will have space between, I don't know, we will have the day, then the month, then the year. You don't want that order in English. So when you pull data from dates, you want it formatted in English as you want it. And the French, so the idea of the repository would be a generic Lua template about dates, where you can just put, hey, this is French, so I want this formatting. This is English, I want this. So whatever info boxes or other template you are using, which use dates, you can use the exact same info box and have it correct in your language. Okay. And that's technical problem. And
can I suggest go to the talk page? Talk about it there. Amir would love feedback on this, so please do edit there.
Yeah. So, the repository is a really great thing for everyone working on Wikidata, but it's really not Wikidata-centric, the problem we are running with that idea. Everyone here will love it, but, yeah.
Any other questions? Siobhan, do you have a question?
Just a general question. More aimed at Mike. I have come across the problem of wanting to use the info boxes on species pages in Wiki Commons, species categories in Wiki Commons, and there are taxonomic-minded people who really do not like Wikidata going anywhere near all their beautifully curated data, which has no references in their category. And I find it quite, I personally can handle the fact that they the two pieces of data disagree. That's fine, because taxonomists disagree all the time about whether something is even a species or not. But the people who I have edited their category pages for go off the deep end at me for doing it. So I've learned very quickly to back off and not do it and only do it for my categories that I'm creating, and I'm very quick about creating my categories before they get anywhere near them so that I can stick a Wikidata sourced info box on it, and then they don't take it off because it's there first, but they do still put their own data in there, unreferenced.
Yep. So taxons are the one exception on Commons at the moment to the Wikidata info box deployment.
Yes.
Probably Kansas canvassing, but anyway, if you go to the village.pump/proposals, there is currently, I submitted a proposal to add them to taxons. So go comment on there, please.
Okay.
It's currently being discussed.
Thanks. Good. We only have about 5 minutes left. So 2 minutes left.
Yeah. I have an answer to Andy. Andy? When you propose about a common base and personalized presentation is the best solution. They copied our module and our templates, and after that, they modify their templates. So now are similar, but they have their own copy. Obviously, also each time we made an upgrade, as we have with relationship, I send a message, but I can send a copy of you. But this is a choice of the implementator. Make modifications or not.
One last question for the folks there. How many people here know about shape expressions in Wikidata? They're E numbers in Wikidata. You had a quick slide up there, but what do you folks predict as the relationship between what you're doing with infoboxes and the rise of shape expressions or shecs in Wikidata? There's a mic right there. So, you know,
I would love to be able to define infoboxes with shape expression, because here you would write, basically my idea is that you would write a shape expression on how the data should look like, and then you would annotate them with some labels if you want to customize, let's say, the field name, and then it would be able to do multiple things. First, generate the infobox. For example, the shape an example of shape expression for person infobox. You would just first say that you have a sex and gender property with some allowed values, then the birth date and some, let's say, the nationality and so on. And then you could see this as a section of infobox on which you could give a label in multiple languages. So this way, you're able to first generate the infobox. Then you are able to validate the data. If you want to do, you could even do some fun stuff like generating, having some, you know, the project of Wikimedia Germany of being able to edit Wikidata from Wikipedias? Wikidata Bridge, yes, thank you. So currently it's working on each field, but if you have these kind of things for infobox, you could do edit forms that not works on the field level, but on the infobox level. And you already know which has the possible values, for example, for a property, or could be able to say that you might have multiple values for some, but not for others, and so on. And so you would have both the display, the validation, and the editing all in the same place.
And for the display part, it would be like for the Catalan state, with four info boxes, they are like half the data. So with a shape expression, we could say, hey, this is a human, I want this layout. This is a location, I want this layout, without any without even needing several info boxes. So it would be a way to make data box even prettier for a very small Wikipedia and everything. So yeah, big thing I'm enthusiastic about.
Thanks, but with four changes, I solve 50%.
I can't see how I'd integrate shapes expressions into the Wikidata info box because it's one thing for everything, whereas this is breaking it down again to individual bits and pieces and changing around the formatting for each individual area, which maybe isn't so useful. Yeah. Very useful for getting data into Wikidata and saying this is what we want in these entries, but then the info boxes can just display the whole lot without having to go into this complexity, I think.
I agree with Mike. One of our initial goals, were the harmonization. If you don't like my look and feel, you can make proposals to change, but everybody will have the same, at least in my Wikipedia. Because if not, finally you can have four info boxes for 50%, you need 40 info boxes for 50%. So it's very dangerous. I agree that my design doesn't like, I change it. But all the articles with the same design that we agree.
Right. Great. Well, thank you so much. Let's have a hand for the folks up there. All right. And continue the conversation online, talk page, or find them later on. Thanks.